repeat it, Shawshank.
Hi and welcome. Ben's not here. We said we'd start at 1. It's 1:03, so I've decided to start without him. And then if he happens to show up, that's fine, I guess. Yeah, so what do you guys want to talk about? Politics. It's pretty crazy. Politics of it all is, I mean, it's an enigma, really. I don't know how else to, sorry, I'm getting a bit choked up with tears. It's an enigma. It's just like a...
Live from a New Jersey 7-Eleven, it's Unrepeated Shawshank with your host... Benjamin!
Thank you! Thank you, everyone! Thank you. No, really. Really. As you all know, my name is Ben, and this is Unrepeated Shawshank. Every week, either Jack or I picks a format and surprises the other host with it. On tonight's show, we have two very special guests, a couple games, and some stand-up by a very talented comedian. But first, the news.
I'd love to know what the fuck is going on before you go to put the news, which isn't, by the way, something we're not...
Matt Gaetz is a pedophile, huh?
Okay, so it's old news then. Is that a laugh track? Ben, can you just sit me down real quick, just before we go any past this point? Can you explain to me what's going on, please?
You're a guest on my late night show, so you're going to have to just hang in there. Hang in there. I'm going to introduce you
okay,
in a little bit, okay? Just let me get through the monologue.
Okay, so the format you've picked is that you have a late night show, and instead of being your co-host on this show, I'm a guest on that show.
Yes, and Rufus is my band leader, so he's sort of my co-host, if anything.
All right, so I'm like a famous person then, or...
So, Matt Gaetz is a pedophile, huh?
Sorry, that's part of your monologue? You called it the news. I don't think the word pedophile should ever be met with laughter, really. So I feel like right off the bat, there's like a bad tonal shift going on in your late night show.
A recent study suggests that libido has been extremely low for people during the pandemic. That explains why I haven't had sex in the last few years.
You haven't had sex in the last few years because of your personality. You're like an alienating person to be around. It's nothing to
do
with
the pandemic. Yeah, Ben, the pandemic started only a year ago.
I'm sorry, you're so, like, your band leader says something and, like, legit a minute goes by before you...
Meanwhile, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene are planning to hold an America First rally on Friday. Afterwards, there's a meet and greet. You can greet both of them, and minors are invited to go see Matt Gaetz's meet.
Okay, no, that's seriously, yeah, that's unacceptable.
Hey,
that's
I'm gonna actually mute you until show, I sort of get through this. All right. The NBA season is coming to a close, and the Utah Jazz is set to be the best team in the nation. Ironically, worst in the nation is Jazz from Utah.
This fucking sucks.
The audience loves me, man.
The audience is a bot called Rhythm that you're playing a laugh track soundtrack through.
They're lifting the mask mandate in New York. Woo! Wednesday. Are you excited to breathe the fresh air outside, Rufus?
Yeah, anything that gets me away from the wife, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Is this a bad dream I'm having?
Maybe now I'll stop getting dirty looks when I walk around without a mask or a shirt or pants or underwear.
Holy shit. Yeah, sorry, I'm getting a call from the network. This shit has been canceled, Ben.
As we all know, Roe v. Wade is in a delicate state right now, with the Supreme Court having a 2/3 majority of Republicans. Matt Gaetz has been quoted as saying, Roe v. Wade was a terrible decision. I think we now all know why he wants more babies in the world.
This is so bad. It's such a mix of like old and new news.
A recent study shows that more exercise can boost your mood. Rufus, how's that treadmill been treating you?
A hell of a lot better than I'm treating it, I'll tell you that much.
Dude, what the fuck is this? This is terrible. Ben, you don't even have the cadence of a late night host. You're delivering these lines like someone who is falling asleep on a bus. This is exceedingly boring to listen to. You sound like you're dozing off in between the material that you wrote, which, by the way, isn't good material. And people are going to know that laugh track is canned. It sounds so one-dimensional.
Anyways, children 12 to 15 years old are now eligible for the vaccine. Many parents are hesitant to get their kids the shot because they say not enough research has been conducted on that age group. I say, better take them there than to Matt Gaetz's meet and greet.
Okay, yeah, no, this is like, this is fun. This is, by the way, the slowest monologue, and it's insane. Like, even like the worst Jay Leno monologues have more energy and focus.
We have a great show tonight. Shaw's here.
No one knows who that is. Like, no offense to him, but no one knows who that is. So don't say like he's here. Like, that's.
We also have Nolan Murphy in the house tonight.
Love that guy.
And that one's gonna have to end first. Nolan Murphy in the house, I said.
This is horrendously boring. Ben, at least put effort into what you're saying. Like, at least believe the shit you're selling.
But first, my first guest. Jack F., everybody.
Yeah, I've been here the whole time, right?
Hey.
Wow, Ben, thank you so much for having me. Great to see you. I'm here plugging my new movie.
How you been holding up, pandemic and all, man?
Oh, it's been crazy. I'm exceedingly wealthy, so for me, the pandemic has just basically been a staycation in my million-dollar mansion in Bel Air. But I will say, my new project, my movie that I'm here to promote, it's about the co-host of an unsuccessful podcast trying to spin off into late night, but not having the energy or gravitas to do it.
You want water? Sorry, I forgot to. I usually offer.
You, as the band leader, offer water? You don't think that's the PA?
Well, I mean,
job?
I'm also like the Andy Richter type, so I'm like
sort of the sidekick. The Paul
Andy
Schaefer.
Richter doesn't get people water.
Really?
You understand Andy Richter's job isn't to get people water.
I told
there?
Rufus
he's
that
the
he
sidekick.
Was here to get water.
He's the sidekick.
So, yes. Right, getting people water.
No, that's like the PA's job. Can I plug my new movie? Can I plug my new movie?
Jack, you have a new movie coming out. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I just did a second ago. So it's about this really unsuccessful guy. His name is Ben, and he goes through life kind of half asleep, half awake. I don't think even he can tell at this point. Basically, his whole life is a walking daydream where people are scared to make loud noises in case they startle him. And he himself talks in this kind of slow, nervous mumble. Why are they interjecting? Why is the applause sign flashing there for the crowd? You're the host.
Like,
they should be on your side.
You're sort of making this about somebody I don't know. Who's gonna play the lead? Who's it about?
I think you do know this person.
Yeah? Who is it about?
Yeah. Do you have like questions to ask me written down? Do you do any prep work for this?
I do. I do have a bunch.
Let's hear some.
How's the wife?
Hey, anything that gets me away from the wife, right?
Recently deceased. You know that. Why would you bring that up on late night? No. Right, of course not. It was actually really tragic, so I don't know why you would...
They love me.
Okay. They don't love you. Ben, what else you got on there?
You work as a journalist, right? You got any news lately, Jack?
Sorry, I'm a journalist. Any news lately? It says that on your card. Can I see it?
You said you live in Australia.
It says... No, so you're not even... Your card says you're a journalist. Got any news lately?
What's like the best and worst thing about living in Australia?
The best thing about living in Australia is healthcare. The worst thing about living in Australia is having to talk to you through Discord to do this fucking show. That's the best and the worst thing.
If you don't really like Australia, it sounds like you don't really like Australia. Where would you rather live? Where would you rather live?
Somewhere without internet connection so that I can't get your messages or texts anymore. So that we can't do the show anymore, you know? And it's out of my hands.
All right, that's Spin Jack, everybody. Now, if you wouldn't mind just moving over to the chair next to you, I'm going to have our next guest.
Can I go home or no?
You're going to stay out here for a bit. All right.
Love that guy.
Why did my agent book me for this shit?
First, before our next guest, I've got the top 10 list. So.
All right, Letterman, let's hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, anything that gets him away from the list, right?
That's actually pretty funny. You should host the show.
Well, in an Andy Richter way. I'm the water boy.
Well, Andy Richter's not the water boy. And also, Andy Richter's pretty funny. He's definitely a lot funnier than Ben.
Than Conan? You think Andy Richter's funnier than Conan?
Than Ben, I said. Ben's not Conan.
All right. So, we've got our top 10 list here.
Oh, my God.
It's top 10 things to do after the pandemic. Number 10, eat inside at a restaurant.
Yeah.
So, I think everyone can agree that's...
That's just a really straightforward list. You're supposed to have, like, some comedic spin. That is
number
just, yeah,
two,
something.
Go see a just movie.
Wait. This is going
to
be good.
Nobody is out. So. Spiral's out. Go to a theater. You could go see Godzilla vs. Kong for all I care. Like, seriously, go on.
Wait, it's going to get good. Hold on, Jack.
Let me do the... Can I do the list?
Jack, actually, number shut eight. Up for 1 second, because... Ben's trying to do the list.
Kiss a stray animal with tongue. So you're vaccinated, right? Why not? The audience really is going crazy.
You want water, by the way? I never asked you.
Yeah, could I get some water? Fucking cyanide in it.
Number seven. Take a plane, right? Go somewhere far. Go to the Galapagos.
Take a plane?
Mallorca.
Your writers, your late night writers wrote, take a plane?
Number seven. Go to a spa. You've earned some relaxation, right? You've been stressed. You've been cooped up inside. Go out, really. Get your feet. Go to that one with the fish on your feet or whatever.
Late night really is dead.
Number five. Take a cruise. Dump your wife in the ocean. They'll never find her in the middle of the Atlantic.
Why would you say that?
Hey, anything to get rid of a wife, right?
This is a dreamer, I think it's got to be.
Number four, go to a public pool, okay? Go to a public pool, I said. You can go, like, there's kids there. You can go meet the townies that you haven't seen in a while.
Why is there being kids there an appeal for you to go to the pool? You said go to the pool,
police,
there's kids there.
Tell the police your wife is missing. Say she said something like she was running away or she left a note or something. Be vague, but tell them she's gone.
Anything that gets rid of the wife, am I right?
Number two.
I was quoting you.
Number two. Get rid of the... What? Frame your neighbor for the murder.
So you read the wrong item on the list.
You
a second
actually
ago.
Pre-wrote this. I thought you were freestyling.
This is embarrassing.
Frame your neighbor for the murder. That's what he gets for never cleaning up after his dog, right? Number one, go bridge jumping. That's been the list, everyone.
All right. This is the lowest rated late night show of all time.
My next guest is here. You all know him. He's an actor, writer, sort of a triple threat in that regard.
How is an actor and a writer a triple threat? You need one more thing to be a triple threat.
Nolan Murphy.
Thank you.
Hey, Nolan, good to see you.
It's great to see you, Jack. Great to see you, Rufus.
Would you like some fruit juice?
Yeah.
Or maybe a scotch?
Could you actually mix the two?
Yeah.
So, Nolan.
Sounds awful, but yeah.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well, I gotta tell you. The wife's off my back because I'm out here on the stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, anything to get away from the wife. Rufus knows what I'm
anything.
What is this? What is any of this?
So, Nolan, I hear you moved recently. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. yeah, I actually moved away from my wife, you know, just get away for a little bit.
Anything to get away from the rut with the wife, am I right?
So I got a new house recently, and I was sleeping in it for the first time the other day, and I heard this
bad
banging.
Anecdote.
Jack, I'm just gonna put you on mute real quick.
On the roof, right? So I try and go back to sleep, and then I hear the banging again. So I go outside, and a gorilla escaped from the local zoo and is now jumping on my roof. I know, crazy.
That's crazy. Is that real? That's real? This is real, folks. This is real. Look on his face.
So I call... And so I called animal control, and they sent a guy over, and he gets out of his van. He releases two dogs. They start circling my house, right? Then he pulls out a ladder, some handcuffs, and a gun. And he goes,
"Sorry,
okay.
He's gonna handcuff the gorilla? Are you fucking joking? What are you talking about?
So he brought handcuffs?
So he says, okay.
He's not gonna like trank it or anything.
He goes, "Okay, man. Here's the plan. I'm going to go up on the roof. I'm going to handcuff the gorilla and throw him off the roof. And then the dogs are going to go over...
What? Sorry, what? I'm not an expert.
I'm no expert.
Throw him off the roof.
I left it to him. I'm not an expert.
Why did Ben just let you say that?
This is the guy.
Like, not interject. He's not listening to you, I think.
This is crazy. I'm riveted, Jack, and you're sort of interrupting.
You're not even listening to your guest.
So he's going to throw this gorilla off the roof. The gorilla's probably going to die, right? Because he don't want enough hands to catch himself.
Do you want some seltzer water, anybody? That's for the table.
I'll take a seltzer water.
No, I was actually asking Ben, but...
Well, you said anybody.
Well, I meant like the royal anybody. Yeah.
Can I get a seltzer water, please?
No, I'm good.
Some salsa sauce and water.
Nolan, sorry, continue.
Yeah, so the guy is like, "I'll throw the girl off the roof, the dogs will bite his genitals, and then you handcuff him, and then we'll get him back to the zoo."
He's already handcuffed. Part of that was I'm going to handcuff him and throw him off the roof.
Well, I forgot what he told me to do. That's my fault.
The plan is climb up the roof with the ladder, handcuff the gorilla, throw him off the roof,
I messed
dogs
it up.
Bite his genitals, and then you handcuff him again.
I forgot the story. It was a crazy day, am I right? It was a gorilla. So he's going to throw the gorilla off the roof, and then I'm supposed to handcuff it while the dog bites the gorilla's genitals.
What?
So,
hey, anything to handcuff a gorilla while your dog bites its genitals, right?
Anything to do that?
Exactly. Rufus gets it.
I feel like Jack's just not well-adjusted. He's not a man of the people because he's like, he lives in this ivory tower.
I do live in an ivory tower, and recently I was in my ivory tower, and I handcuffed a gorilla and threw him off.
Nice. He's part of the elite. They never have gorillas on their roofs. We can all agree, am I right? So he hands me the handcuffs to handcuff the gorilla, and he hands me the gun, and he starts climbing up the ladder to get on the roof, and I'm like,
"Sounds
okay.
Like we all agree."
What?
He asked if we all agree.
You gotta listen to your guests, man. I'm serious.
Probably. So I'm like, okay, I got the handcuffs, I got the gun, I got the handcuffs, I got the gun. I'm like, well, hold on.
He got the gun, folks. He got the handcuffs. He got it all.
Interesting
Nolan Murphy,
time
everybody.
To record me. So you're kicking me off before I finish the story.
Great. What a great guest.
Hey, that's Hollywood.
Thanks for having me.
Nolan Murphy, everybody.
Sorry, would you like some more of this pineapple juice? Because I feel like I should kill it, because there's like just a little bit left. I can't give
Can
it
Can I get
back.
Some of that?
No, yeah, I want to watch you kill it, actually.
Sorry, Nolan, you said you had one final line here, maybe? Wrap it up?
You already played me off.
Wrap it up.
What do you mean one final line? He's gone. He left the stage. What do you mean one final line?
No, Jack,
line?
Can Nolan's you
back, everybody.
Can you scooch over, Jack, so I can sit on the couch with you?
Yeah, I'll scooch. I'll scooch over. And this, by the way, Discord... conversation. I'll scooch over in the Discord.
I don't follow.
Nolan, did you got the...
You're not.
You finished the story, right? You knocked the guy off the... The gorilla fell off the roof. The dog bit his genitals.
I didn't, but I feel like so much time has passed. There's no point in trying to do the punchline right now.
Do the punchline. Just do the punchline. Well, Jack,
so he gives...
No, I won't.
So he gives me the gun and the handcuffs, and he starts climbing up the ladder, and I'm like, okay, I got the gun, I got the handcuffs, I got the gun, I got the handcuffs. Wait, what's the gun for? And he comes down and he goes, hey, if the gorilla throws me off the roof, shoot the dogs.
Okay. That's actually really funny.
That's not really that funny.
That actually is genuinely a good joke.
Thank you.
Nolan, did you write that for real?
No, that's a joke my dad would tell me like back in the day.
Oh, that's the end?
Is that actually
a common joke?
It's because you just kind of stole a joke?
It's because the dogs are supposed to bite the gorilla in the genitals, Ben.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want the dog. Well, Ben didn't seem to get it.
Ben's half asleep, everybody. He's not going to get anything.
Nolan Murphy.
Okay, Jack.
Ben's doing
this
on tranquilizers. Yeah, I'll scooch over. That was actually a good joke, but you didn't write it. You said,
Jack, do you want any guava juice?
Yeah, I'll take some guava juice.
Yeah, well, I want freaking $1 million and we can't all get what we want, man. So.
Then don't fucking offer me guava juice, you piece of shit.
My next guest. He's a comedian. He's a double threat comedian. You know
so
him.
So wait, I just want to know that it was stolen.
Sorry.
It wasn't stolen. It's just like a joke that I know.
Yeah, so a stolen joke. You told someone else's joke. It was funny, but it wasn't yours.
Boys, keep it down on the couch. We're going to get some real comedy
boys,
now.
Boys, keep it down on the
couch.
Why do we never have female guests on
love
the show?
Love that guy.
Shaw's here.
Wow. Are we any women on the show?
Wow. Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Woo, Shaw.
Thank you.
Woo, we love you, Shaw.
Woo. Wow. It's bright up here. I can barely see you guys. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Why is Ben saying nothing? Ben, say something. You're the fucking host.
Don't interrupt during the stand-up from
Shaw.
Don't
interrupt during the stand-up,
guys.
Stand-up. I'm so sorry. I'll actually be quiet. I didn't realize I was
stand-up. It's an honor to be here.
Why?
Told my friends I was finally going to do late night. Told them I was doing unrepeated show.
Yeah.
And I can't make this up. They were like, "What is that?" So, I'm doing great. Yeah.
Oh my god! Anything to get rid of the wife, though, right?
Yeah, this guy knows. No, as you guys heard, I just go by Shaw. That's my stage name, right? I like to keep things simple. Don't like big words. They confuse me, you know. That's why I like to keep things short. I just go by Shaw. I kind of wanted to be like an icon, kind of like a prince or a Cher type, you know. I told my buddy this when I was getting into comedy. He said it was a bit pretentious. He said it was a bit avant-garde, he said. And that freaked me out because... I was thinking I was in immediate danger. Like, whoa, buddy, I didn't know we were fencing here. Expecting like a rapier at my throat, you know.
Come on.
It's weird. Ever since I moved up here to Jersey to do this show, I feel like I'm competing with... Yeah, thank you. Thanks. You know, I do stand-up, but it feels like I'm competing with a... Feels like every white guy has a podcast I have to compete with as well. And I'm like, yeah. Anyone in the audience here have a podcast?
Yeah.
You, Jack, you said, yeah, you do?
One. In fact, let me announce now, final four episodes. We're going to be ending this thing soon. That's serious. That's real.
Oh, shit.
Another dream dead, baby. Time for me to rise up. Yeah. So.
Time for you to rise up.
Wow. Beautiful audience. But beautiful audience. Wow. Yeah, like I said, so I just moved here to Jersey, got a new apartment. The landlord showed me the place and said, here's the apartment complex. And I swear to God, I can't make this up. I said, it's a one bed, one bath. It doesn't seem that difficult to me.
Actually, it's kind of funny. The format is shit. The delivery was bad, but that joke is kind of funny.
Was there a gorilla on the apartment roof or?
A guy came over with handcuffs and a gun and he said, "What's the gun for?" And I said, "Shoot me if Ben ever tries to host late night."
They're, well, they'll laugh at my joke. They're giving me the light, folks. I've been Shaw. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's been my time.
Ooh, wow. I love that
love
guy.
You,
hold on. Okay, Jack, this is going to be a nightmare to edit.
You're going to fucking edit this. You understand that.
And I'll just walk over and sit on the couch with all you, the empty space. Thank you. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, Jack, why don't you sit on the floor?
This is a one-seater. We're all in each other's laps.
Yeah, Jack, why don't you sit on the floor, please? Thank you.
How about you sit on the fucking
floor? By the way, Sean, do you want an extra milkshake?
Oh, yeah, I love an extra milkshake, everybody.
So many people are speaking right now on the stage.
I can give you one of those little umbrellas.
So many people are speaking at the same time.
Moving on.
Yeah, whatever works, man.
I said. Moving on. We have Fancy Octopus in the room today.
There's more guests. There's more show.
I don't know if you guys know him.
How? We were at like the 50-minute mark. You gotta be.
Fancy Octopus is here. Let me, hold on.
Woo!
Fancy Octopus, you've got, I understand, a game for us tonight.
Yes, I am here to help you guys crown the king of ASMR.
So that's what you're doing? This is meant to be ASMR?
Hey, anything to get away from the wife,
How does ASMR get you away from the wife?
Oh, she'll go running, dude, because she'll go to the guy who's making the
noises. You talk to in that voice is going to go running.
Did you say teams, Fancy Octopus?
If you guys want to do teams, that's perfectly fine.
I call not Jack.
So we'll have two teams.
All right, so it's me and Rufus. And you guys... My band leader.
People are not going to be able to fucking listen to this episode.
We'll take
every part is annoying in a different way. You got to think about the listener here, not just about annoying me, but also like the listener. It has to be good for the listener. This is bad for me, but it's also bad for the listener.
So I think we said it was Rufus and I and Nolan against Sean Jack.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Fancy.
The first noise we have tonight.
It's a glass of water. You're clinking on a glass of water.
Yeah, it sounds like a glass or something.
I already said a glass of water, Ben, you piece of shit. Glass of water?
Fancy, glass
is
that of it? Milk.
Guava juice. Guava juice.
We don't have to guess the liquid.
Well, no, there was no part of the question where the game. I think we have to guess the liquid.
It's a bottle of beer.
Glass was incorrect.
Bottle of beer?
It was a cup.
A cup is basically a glass. Yeah,
it sounded like a glass cup, though. Right.
Yeah, but that's how they trick you. That's how these games go.
All
right, everyone. That's been our show. Thank you so much for coming.
Pathetic.
This was great. I love you guys. Pathetic. I'll see you next week.
You're not going
to
be on air next week.
Jack and Shaw for winning the game.
How late night is this late night show? Find on at 3 a.m. and it like only airs in Delaware? Like public access.
This is actually on Sirius XXXM.
Well, everyone, that was our show. Guests of Unrepeated Show stay at
.com.
Unrepeated Show is filmed in front of a live studio audience here in New Jersey.
You gotta say the studio name usually. Just in New Jersey, just generally.
A big thank you to Jack F., Rufus, Nolan Murphy, Shaw.
You better thank me as
Fancy
well.
Fancy Octopus. And of course, as always, I've been your host.
And Jack.
Ben.
Thank me as well. Sorry for getting.
Alright, you want me to do it again? A big thank you to Jack F.
Good night, everyone. That was one of the worst experiences of my life. And I was awake during my recent colonoscopy, so.
Follow me on Twitter, baby.